Joining us now is City Manager John Salamone, who is the city manager. It's Mayor Monday, but I guess you're the mayor. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're very well, Ray.
How are things going in the lovely town of Norwich? Everything good?
Everything's pretty good, with the state budget being settled to a large extent. That's one big thing off our plate to a certain extent.
It's a pretty big town. It's almost, over 40,000 people. Pretty big town.
Over 40, and our population is still growing. We have a very diverse population. We're getting a lot of people from all over the world that really live here. I think some of the influences from the casinos, the labor force there. And we actually have a growing school population, which is one of the few in the state that still has that.
John, I think one of the interesting things, back to the people from the casinos and even Mystic. I mean, there's a place I hang out down there, the Daniel Packer is now we call it. He's governor. The Daniel Packer Inn. And we go in there, and a lot of the people who work in the bars, the restaurants, the waiters, the so on and so forth, they often live, they can't afford to live in Mystic. There's no way. So they end up coming to Norwich and whatever it may be, some of the closer towns.
They absolutely do. There's not a lot of rentals outside of the Norwich area. The smaller towns just don't have a lot of rental stock of housing, so the city does. So people come where the housing is and the public transportation that we have. So there's a couple reasons why that happens.
What else have you seen as far as the population boom to an extent? What have been the effects of the casino? You're a little bit off it, just a little. You're a bit removed, not so much Preston, Ledyard, whatever. But do you still feel the effects of it, economic development, let's say?
I think we do feel the effects of it to a certain extent. There still is the economics of it. I don't think that it ever was an actual driver of the economy, and it affected the demographics a lot. But the casinos still are kind of places onto themselves. And there's other than the housing and the hotels and motels, there hasn't been a lot of impact, and some restaurants. But I don't think it's been dramatic, other than the hotels.
And you've done some nice development along the water there by the river.
We have, yes.
I mean, a lot of...
Go ahead.
You're kind of a Portland, Maine, in a sense, smaller scale, but that's kind of what you're doing.
Well, we'd like to get to that.
Yeah, I'd like to see you do it, too. There are lots of the art galleries and good restaurants, and, it's a pretty good place. Are you a bedroom community at all, John? Or are you
Yes, we are. Okay. It's a very... different kind of city. There is the urban core, but then there is a residential suburban element. And then, believe it or not, and a lot of people don't really realize this, the northern part of Norwich is rather rural in character.
Wow.
So it's a very varied community. It's not all just the city.
Nice and hilly, beautiful terrain, good place to hang out. I love it. Go over there this weekend. Spend some time. And by the way, Norwich Town was the original name, 1659. And it was actually people from, I believe it was Saybrook, that actually came up and founded the town. So they, too, couldn't afford the real estate down on the shore. So
you got it. 400 years ago, they still were thinking about that.
Exactly right. Hey, John, it's good. I'm glad we finally got in touch with you. Any final thoughts here about Norwich? Just a final pitch?
Well, we're working hard for the downtown. We've had new development and new upscale housing for millennials. And we're looking at a couple of different new restaurants opening up in the next 6 months or so. So things are very positive.
Hey, John, keep it up. Nice work. And I'm glad talking to you. Finally glad we made touch with you. Thank you.
Yes, I'm very glad we could.
All right, John Salamone. It's a nice town of Norwich. So congratulations. Got to go.